Om Shanti. Good morning. The lyrics of the song were, "Through you we have seen Baba." And that's true, that God played the role of mother, father, teacher, Sadhguru, friend, through the soul. This chariot, this instrument. And so yes, Bap and Dada together, combined. When Baba became avyakt, every day for 13 days there were either trance messages or Baba coming to meet the children. It was a very powerful transition period, and everybody needed to understand what was going on and how to deal with it and what the next steps were going to be. So the commander really took charge of the army and made sure that everyone stayed on track and understood and was able to fly ahead. But one thing that Baba didn't tell us was that it was going to take 50 plus years. And so it's already been 51 years that Brahma Baba has been in the subtle region. And one of the messages that had come was that Dadi Gulzar saw the cycle spinning around and souls coming from above and entering the cycle, and once they came, of course they stayed. But there was one soul that left the cycle and went into the subtle region, and she didn't see anything further. And so of course the message was that, because by then we knew that Mama had taken rebirth, and that had only been a year earlier, in March 68, very categorically, when Dada Vishwakishore left the body, that we were told that Mama was not in the subtle region. Yes, people could see her in the subtle region, but the soul had actually taken birth in a royal family. And then 69, and Dadi Gulzar sees the soul, one soul, leave the cycle and be in the subtle region, and that was the soul of Brahma Baba. And so 51 years of serving through the subtle region. And just as we say for God, that God does so much, so much, so much, and then everybody forgets Him for half a cycle. And even when they do remember Him, it's not with any accuracy, it's very, very muddled. And Brahma Baba, having served for so long in the physical dimension, 33 years, and then disappearing. And the time that he spent in the physical dimension, of course, again and again, he himself said, "Forget me, remember that one." And Baba also in the Muralis kept reminding us, "Remember that one, remember that one." Which is how we were able to survive after Brahma Baba's departure. Just imagine if Baba hadn't again and again absolutely deeply instilled into everyone, the one, the one, the one, then there would have been a few accidents along the way with Brahma Baba's departure, a few souls questioning, wondering, whatever, but it didn't happen. The whole army carried on absolutely united, very, very powerfully, but we didn't know it was going to be this long. And we still don't know how much longer. But the amount of good karma that Brahma Baba has done from the subtle region and yet hasn't taken that as credit for himself is amazing. Shiv Baba doing so much good karma in Sangam Yuga, then through the years of bhakti and all of that, and yet still called akarma, akarta, the one who does nothing. But that's not because he does nothing, but it's because he doesn't accept any reward for whatever he has done. So Brahma Baba, the same. He completed all his karmic accounts, and then with the account that was very rich, very full of good karma, flew away, but continued to serve. And so the only one in the whole cycle who truly, truly is equal to God. And of course then through him, next cycle again, we see Shiv Baba. So the whole story of Sangam Yuga is absolutely incredible. And we are the ones who have the fortune to understand the secrets of the drama. Other people are wondering, 2020 has started with all sorts of calamities. What's happening next? What's going to happen through the year? And the people who do predictions, I don't mean crystal ball predictions, but scientific predictions have told us there's going to be more fires, more earthquakes, more, everything. So where am I in all of this? This whole story is an amazing story of the cycle, but what is my role within the cycle? And today Baba's talked a lot about the new year. And when I was reading Murali, I thought, but this is November, what new year? Then I remembered that it's the Bharat New Year, the day after Diwali. And then further down in the Murali, Baba explains that you've just finished celebrating Diwali, and so this is the new year, the day after Diwali. But in that, Baba has asked us a question. You're Brahmins, you've had a new birth, and you've got a new name. Could you have said you were a Brahma Kumar Kumari before you came to Baba? You didn't know. That term didn't exist. Even the Brahmins don't call themselves Brahma Kumaris Kumaris, the Lokhic caste born Brahmins. It's just Brahmin, full stop. But you've got a new name, Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari. And we use it very lightly, without really experiencing the intoxication of what it is to use this term, BK. I remember when I first came to Baba and somebody started using my name instead of just Jayanti, BK Jayanti. I thought to myself, do I deserve this name, BK? And it took me a while to get accustomed to it. For the first few weeks, I kept thinking about it. BK is such an amazing title. And so we have this amazing title. We've taken a new birth. But Baba said, are your thoughts? Are your sanskars? Are your relationships new? Or are they still the same? And if there's still a bit of mixture, and Baba asked a question, because in those days there used to be lots of activities in Madhuban with the double foreigners. They used to do lots of skits, and the dadis would be there watching, listening, Baba. They'd sometimes sing and dance in front of Baba. It was very much a little family affair. Now it's a very big family, so different. So Baba said, you have this drama that you do with half black, half white, like the minstrel show that they used to have here. So they used to do this sort of thing. And Baba said, is that what Sangam Yuga is? Half black, half white? Half not good, half good? And Baba said, that's not Sangam Yuga. So you can't say, I've still got a little bit of Kali Yuga. I'm just beginning to think about what the other side is. That's not Sangam Yuga. Sangam Yuga is not here. Sangam Yuga is up above. And so Sangam Yuga is the start of your new birth, your new sanskars, your new thoughts. And so the message from today's Murali, it's still the month of January, so even on that Lokic term, it's still the start of the year, and so are my thoughts different. And there's that statement from a famous scientist that says, if you do everything in the same way that you used to do before, the result is going to be the same. If you think in the same way that you used to think before, what's the difference? What's going to come? And so Baba reminding us, are your thoughts different? Are your thoughts new? And yes, we can take charge of what's going on in our mind, make sure that our thoughts are different to the way we used to think before. And it's not just during the time that I sit in meditation for 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, but when I see you, when I interact with you, when whatever it is I'm doing as a karma yogi, am I doing it with a different way of thinking? And take that further. I know some of you 20 years, some of you 30 years, some of you 40 years plus. And there's a certain image, there's a certain impression I've created of you. Am I going to think with those thoughts of the past today? Then yes, I'll say, you see, nothing's changed. But can I change my thinking and make it different? And so the other word that I want to pick up on is practice. Sometimes Baba uses the word rehearsal, sometimes Baba uses the word practice. And last week in the Murali, this word practice came up a few times. And so Baba is saying, why is it that Sangam Yuga isn't the new experience? And it's because you're still thinking that, well, it's a bit of this and a bit of this, and it's still all a mixture. And here's Baba offering you the full inheritance now. And what are you doing? You're saying, okay, I'll take only half of it. I'll only take a little bit of it. And so the result, then the life of Sangam Yuga isn't filled with that happiness, that joy, that love, those treasures that we believe in, but we don't experience. But the missing word, not even many things, but one missing thing is practice. I hear things and they make sense. The soul resonates with those things because I'm a soul from last kalpa. You wouldn't have survived if you weren't, whether it's a short time or a long time. But it's souls from last kalpa who brave the cold elements and the dark of the morning and still come to class on Sunday and say, no, never mind my extra few hours of sleep, this is more important. So the souls of last kalpa have that faith. But sometimes the gap between experiencing what Sangam Yuga and Baba have to offer and what I'm experiencing, it's just this word practice. Can I do the practice for you? Can someone else do the practice for me? It's not possible, is it? I have to do that practice myself. And I was thinking, we have Baba's Muralis, we have all the books that have been now written by all the Dadis and the Dadas and many others. We have all the treasures that come with the jewels from Madhuban. So much, so much, so much is available. But it's like having the kitchen cabinet filled with all sorts of medications and herbs and remedies. And then I actually don't bother to take those things. And then I wonder why my illness isn't going. And so Baba's given it all, others have shared a lot, but when I start using even one thing, never mind all the things, and yes, all the things are very useful, Because in different situations you need different things. It's not one remedy for everything. It is very specific, different things that others have given us. But can I now start using maybe one thing at a time? And so those little slogans that have been coming, the Avyakt stage for Avyakt month. Today Baba's slogan is, well, the thing that Baba said in the Avyakt message, it is that, why is it that you're getting heavy? And sometimes we get heavy with our own effort. Do you get heavy with other people? No? One person is in the front line and she's saying no, and I've seen that it's true, she doesn't get heavy with anyone. But I'm not getting a response from most of you. So yes, that maybe we'll say sometimes. And maybe it's just one or two or three individuals, maybe it's not everyone. With most people I can stay very light, but there's one or two or three that create the, again, have to talk to them again. How am I going to convince them? Will they listen? Will they not listen? So there's this resistance and heaviness that comes. And so whether it's my sanskaras, I've tried and tried and I'm not changing. I want to do this, but it's not happening. And so I get heavy about it. Other people, and somehow I've got some karma with them. And maybe it's just a tiny bit, and it's a little bit irritating. Maybe it's heavy-duty karma. And maybe it wasn't even so much karma from the past, but it's karma that I've created now through all my waste thoughts. That also is a very big possibility. Sometimes you say, oh well, okay, it must be past karma. But we still keep thinking about it, we still keep reflecting on it and avoiding, and all sorts of things go on. But can I really stop my waste thoughts about someone? Okay, so it's me, it's others, it's situations. Maybe it's my personal life situations that I get heavy about. And somebody tells me that they've tried for 15 years to change their life story and it's not changing. Can I try a new way of thinking? Can I approach it differently and maybe it can change? Yes, it can. So maybe it's my life situations. Maybe just the situations of the world. And I see the injustice, I see the suffering, I see the sorrow, and that gets me very heavy. And today Baba's lesson, practice. Practice going to the subtle region. If you stay here, you're caught up with all of these things. But go to the subtle region. Experience your own angelic form. Is that possible? Who believes it's possible? Each and every Brahman. Now other people forget about them. But certainly each and every Brahman has an angelic form in the subtle region. And in fact, Brahma Baba was invoking all of us in that region. You heard this expression that Baba invoked you all, and Baba especially talking about people abroad. In Bharat they will say, yes, of course Baba also invoked us, true. But usually when Baba said this, it was to the people from abroad that he was meeting, Avyakt Baba. And so Baba would remind us that sometimes Baba would be sitting in meditation and it was like he was lost. And they'd ask Baba, Baba, where were you? What were you thinking of? And Baba's reply would be, well, it's not only you who are my children who I'm sitting here with, but I'm also thinking about all the children who are yet to come all over the world. And these people at that time, the only places that they traveled to was mostly they're from Hyderabad or Karachi, and they then come to Abu. What was the world? They didn't know. They'd never seen a world map, some of them, that equals Zahar. She didn't know what the world was, but Baba was telling her, you're going to be a world emperor. And she believed it. I went like this. And then of course Baba said to her, but you can only be a world emperor if you serve the world. And again she believed it. And this 12-year-old, 15-year-old girl hasn't even seen a map of the world. And Baba was telling her, you're going to serve the world. And her faith and her courage, accepting what Baba is saying. But we've seen the world, and so we know what's going on. But today Baba's saying, okay, let the world be down here, and you be up above. You are the angels who have to serve the whole world. But if you're here with them, whatever it is that I'm passionate about, that I'm aggressive about, that I'm fighting about, I'll just stay here. It's not going to work. It's only when I move to the subtle region that then from the subtle region I can start serving the world down below. And then from the subtle region, Baba said, go a bit further. Go to the supreme region, the Brahma element, and experience being there, just as that point of light, totally free from everything, not even the thought of serving. The angel has a thought of serving, but in Paramdham, no thought. Just be. Just the silent being of light. And experience that stage which is your own original stage. And so Baba's made a comment about how if you don't exercise, what happens? Your body gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And in the same way, if the soul doesn't exercise, today's Baba's using the word exercise. So do this exercise and you will begin to feel very, very light. Because here, and I'm surrounded by all of these subtle bonds of attachments and ego and bondages, all of that is here. The subtle region, even if I can experience that for just a short period of time and feel it, I won't touch it, but I can feel it, experience it. Then through that experience, I'll know that it's possible to give Baba's vibrations to the whole world and serve the world. And then, Paramdham. I don't even have to think about serving the world. It's going to happen. It's fixed in the drama. And yes, I've given my finger of cooperation through the Mansa Seva of serving from the subtle region. So I don't even have to think about how and what and why and if. The angel also doesn't think about how and why and if. But the angel is occupied, engaged, busy. Paramdham, there's no busyness. The soul is completely free. It's called the land of mukti, the land of liberation. But the beautiful thing is that it's not out of reach. It's possible for me to experience it here and now. One of the things that everyone used to say to Dadi Prakash Muni, because we saw her from age 49, many of us earlier, but at least from that time when Baba became Avyak, then she became Dadi. And we saw her through all those years of the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and even when she came for the inauguration 2004 for Diamond House. We saw her so light, so light, so light, and her name, the Jewel of Light, so it must be significant. But we would say to her, as we saw the work expanding, we saw the work expanding all over Bharat, just 450 centers, and it's growing, it's growing, it's growing. I saw the number of teachers expand from a few hundred to multi-thousands. and she knew many of them. Most of them, in fact, I would say, those who came in the 80s and 90s, she knew them personally by names. So her engagement with everyone was amazing. But the point is, we saw her workload increasing in terms of meetings and administration and all of that. And yet we saw her light, absolutely light, not a single burden on her head. Who saw that Adiprakash Muni? Just light. Yeah, it's an experience that many of us had. And when there'd be a chance, we'd say to her, Dadi, how do you stay so light? The workload is increasing. And she would just point a finger. Not me. He's responsible. He's going to do it. He's got to do it. I'm not going to do it. But yet, of course, we saw her do so much. And so when I read this little statement about the avyak practice, the exercise, if you want to be light, just practice. Experiment with this idea of here one moment, subtle dimension another, and then Paramdham for just a moment, touch the home, and then come back. You're not going to sit in the home while you're engaged in karma yoga, but you can touch it, you can feel it. And so let me find ways in which I enjoy practicing. Sometimes there are things that don't quite register. And so how am I going to practice those things? I haven't even understood them properly. Let me find out and investigate and even experiment. But if there are some ideas from Baba Smriti that resonate with the soul deeply, let me experiment with those and practice. And change will happen very fast. Practice even something for 3 days and there'll be a difference, really. And so experiment, rehearse and try, and you'll see how you're able to be light and easy and claim the full inheritance that Baba wants to give you. Enjoy the last few days of January, but also the further days that come in Sangam Yug. Om Shanti.
Bye.